meeting to order. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Eugene Connors is excused. Councilmember Joan Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Dowdy?
Present.
Mayor Ronald Lurie?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Serena Sullivan?
Here.
City staff Justin Johnson, city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Andy Heratic, interim public works director, Britt Hansen, city attorney.
Thank you. For the invocation, let us turn our thoughts to the people we have known over the past year or so who have passed away. And so let's have a moment of silence for those that we remember. Thank you. Let us stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Under announcements, we have one, and I'm going to call up Mr. Andy Heratic, the Interim Public Works Director.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor, Council. This is a special day for the City of Bisbee, so at this point, I would like to introduce someone to you. His name is Andrew Smith. Andrew?
Thank you, Mayor, members of the Council, and Andy. Thank you for inviting us here today. My name is Andrew Smith. I'm a project manager for the Water Infrastructure Finance Authority. I'm here today to present WIFA's Clean Water Project of the Year Award. I've had the pleasure of working with the city on this project, and we were happy to nominate them for our Project of the Year, and excited that our board of directors did select them as our winner. Melanie Ford is another project manager with WIFA. She's here with me today, and she was involved on the project from the beginning as well. For those who aren't familiar with WIFA, we are a state agency that provides funding to improve water infrastructure throughout Arizona. We fund projects to ensure safe drinking water and keep our lakes and rivers clean. And many Arizona cities have chosen WIFA for funding because of our low interest rates. And when a city funds infrastructure improvement through the city or through WIFA, the city is able to save money and pass those savings on to customers. We are very pleased to have the opportunity to partner with the City of Bisbee on several of your wastewater projects in the past, and we're happy to announce that the City of Bisbee is the winner of WIFA's Clean Water Project of the Year for your San Jose Wastewater Treatment Plant Solar Edition. Our Project of the Year awards were created to recognize the most exceptional WIFA projects demonstrated by their performance in resolving water quality or public health issues, cooperative funding efforts, sustainability, and outstanding project management. The city project we are here to recognize exhibits many of these attributes. The $1.6 million project was selected for award based on the City of Bisbee's focus on water and energy sustainability and commitment to improving Arizona's quality of life through investments in wastewater infrastructure. Realizing the environmental and economic benefits of using a renewable energy source like solar power, Bisbee officials decided to install a 400-kilowatt solar system to produce electricity to run their wastewater treatment plant. And as you know, water and energy are closely interlinked and interdependent, and energy generation and transmission requires utilization of water resources. So when we save energy, we're also saving water. With solar panels, virtually no water is used when generating electricity, and that's particularly meaningful in an arid state like Arizona. I understand that the solar panel array that was designed has exceeded expectations, producing nearly 89% of the electricity required to run the plant and saving the City of Bisbee nearly $110,000 per year. Great job to all those involved, including Pace Engineering, who is here as well. We're looking forward to working with the city on future wastewater projects and are very pleased to present this plaque to the city and acknowledge your achievements and hard work. And the plaque says, the Water Infrastructure Finance Authority 2015 Clean Water Project of the Year awarded to the City of Bisbee for the San Jose Wastewater Treatment Plant Solar Edition in recognition of your focus on water and energy sustainability and commitment to improving Arizona's quality of life through investments in wastewater infrastructure. So I'd like to congratulate you and invite the mayor and city manager to come down and accept this plaque.
Thank you. I want to thank Mr. Smith and WIFA and city staff, all those that were involved in this particular incredible project. I also want to thank former Public Works Director, Mr. Tom Climack, who played a very significant role in this particular project. So hats off to all those various individuals and Andy Heretic as well. Thank you all very much. This is a profound project that we did. Next, we will go call to the public. We have a few people signed up. We'll start off with Mr. David Smith.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. My name is David Smith. I live at 301 Cole here in Warren. Certainly the council and the mayor are familiar with the name Leonard Temby. And for the public, most of the public's familiar with Leonard Temby. He's a person that's basically taken the Bisbee Fire Department under his wing and is assisting the fire department. Leonard has contacted me, and we're working on a couple projects together. And several will be projects that we hope to benefit the bottom line of the city. But the first project that we did was to coordinate with Fire Chief Bernalette and a Life Pack 15 was badly needed, which is a monitored defibrillator, cardiac defibrillator and monitor for the new ambulance that's going to be coming in next month. And so Leonard and I were able to do some paperwork and run a few things to ground. And the bottom line is that we went to a source of money, which was the Howard Buffett Foundation. And I received a email Friday afternoon from the vice president of the Howard Buffett Foundation that our project was fully funded. And so we will be receiving a Life Pack 15, which is worth a little over $35,000. The city has no monetary copay, if you will, in that, and I just wanted to announce that. I think it's great, and I'm presently looking at a grant to work with the police department, and I think this is another great example of a public-private partnership that can work and help the city. So. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. David Smith. Next, we have Mr. Fred Miller.
Hello, my name is Fred Miller. I live at 39 Hazard Street in the Warren District. And good evening to Mayor and Council. And I was sorry to hear that Justin Johnson has resigned his position as city manager. He's done some really good things for our city in the short 2 years he's been here. I do wish you well, Justin, in whatever you do next. And I was somewhat surprised, and I was certainly disappointed that there was no agenda item tonight to talk about the coming vacancy for city manager. It was time to put it on the agenda after Mr. Johnson's resignation. And in my view, this is not a time for hesitancy and dallying. We need a rapid response to the city manager position. It does not remain vacant during the critical budget period or the beginning of the fiscal year or even during the election campaign. And to that end, I propose that the mayor and the council hold a work session in the next week or two to hear from the public, as well as talk among yourselves to forge a way forward. If you did this, you could have a decision by the first council meeting in April. And however, in case there is little opportunity for public input, I'll state my opinion tonight. And I think the best way forward for the city and the council is to hire an interim city manager by the middle of April. That would give the incoming city manager months to work with Mr. Johnson and to get an overview of his duties and ongoing projects. And I propose that the council consider Melanie Green for an interim city manager position. She lives and works in Bisbee. She was among the finalists for the city manager position 2 years ago. She understands how the city works, has a collaborative work style, and is cognizant of the myriad problems we face. I think she would be a good choice for an interim position. And I hope that there is a possibility that residents can make their views known to their council persons and mayor through whatever mechanism is available. I sure hope you have a mechanism that the public can outside of call to the public, that the public can have some input into what we're going to do in terms of filling the city manager vacancy. So, and I hope the council moves rapidly to a decision. It's pretty important to do so, I think. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fred Miller. Next, we have Mr. Ken Budge.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. My name is Ken Budge, Ward 1. I live in Old Bisbee. I just want to take the opportunity tonight to, again, thank City Manager Johnson for his 2 years of dedication to our city. We all understand things move on, and so with that in mind, I would encourage the mayor and council to also move on. I think, as we all know, at least my 7 years on, I think that was one of the most important decisions you have to make, is to pick a city manager. And, you know, I don't really think we're picking a Supreme Court justice, so I don't think we have to wait for the next election. I think maybe we should forge ahead. And as you may or may not know, I'm running for one of the seats. And if I were to win, I would think it would be great to have a new city manager in place. I trust you fully to put that in place. It takes a few months for anyone to get their feet underneath them, and that would give them a chance to go ahead. If a interim is needed, there is several options. There is a company in Phoenix that will supply interim city managers for just a few months if need be, but I would encourage you to go ahead and follow in Mr. Johnson's footsteps of replacing somebody with the same high abilities that was chosen a couple of years ago. So that would be my take, and thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Just a real quick point of order, and Mr. Hansen can gauge it. In regards to the selection of the new city manager, I will be working with Ms. Coronado to present some various methods that we can do, present this to the council and to the public, for that matter, of the process that we want to go down. So we are beginning to address that right now. So hopefully, real soon, we will go through the various processes that the council may or may not want to go through in the selection of a new city manager. That concludes the call to the public. Next, we'll go to accounts payable. Do we have a motion?
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $196,218.82.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve accounts payable in the amount of $196,218.82. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously.
Mayor?
Yes.
Can I just ask one quick question?
Certainly.
On that? On page 18, there is a thing for education and training, and it says a day of diverse. What is that? I've never heard of that. I just never heard of it.
It's not all there.
Oh.
There's more to it than that.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
we need to make this
thanks.
Public. Thank you.
I had to talk my way through to figure it out. I went to an accounting class. Sharon sent me to an accounting class, and it was a day. It was a day of diversity in accounting. The full title of what came out didn't come out, but what we talked about was honesty and transparency in government accounting. And it was a half-day course I went to in Tucson. That's what it was.
Okay.
I didn't do any sensitive training or diversity training. It's about accounting.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, it's that line item number is $75, so I'm sure that was well spent.
I just didn't know what it was. I had never seen it before.
We'll go to item number two, approval of the consent agenda, A through P, and I will read those, quite a few. A, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on March 1st, 2016 at 7 p.m. B, B, approval of the appointment of William Bonacci to the Appeals Board for the Property Maintenance Code with a waiver of number of commissions served. C, approval of the appointment of Albert Hopper to the Appeals Board for the Property Maintenance Code. D, approval of a liquor license application for Good to Go located at 101 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Jody Barvonis, applicant. E, approval of a park facility right-of-way use permit for the Border Town Productions, LLC, for the use of Erie Street, Lowell, for the Lowell Americana Music Event and Car Show on Saturday, April the 9th, 2016, from 12 p.m. noon till 8:30 p.m., April the 8th, 2016, and April the 10th, 2016, set up and take down. F, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for Old Rules for the use of City Park for the second annual Howl and Prowl Vintage Motorcycle Show on Saturday, May the 28th, 2016, from 1 p.m. till 6 p.m. G, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the Bisbee Radio Project Incorporated at KBRP for the use of City Park for a barbecue cookout celebrating the 100th birthday of City Park on Sunday, May the 29th, 2016, from 6 a.m. till 2 a.m. H, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Radio Project Incorporated, KBRP, for an event to be held at City Park on Sunday, May the 29th, 2016, from 12 p.m. noon till 10 p.m., Ryan Bruce, applicant. I, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of 100 Tombstone Canyon to City Park for the Bisbee Pride Parade on Saturday, June the 18th, 2016, from 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. J, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by Bisbee Pride Incorporated for an event to be held at City Park on Saturday, June the 18th, 2016, from 7 p.m. till midnight. Kathy Soden, applicant. K, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Grassy Park, Gore Park, and various parking areas for the Bisbee Pride Vendor Fair on Saturday, June the 18th, 2016, from 6 a.m. till midnight. L, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by Bisbee Pride Incorporated for an event to be held at Grassy Park on Saturday, June the 18th, 2016, from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., Kathy Soden, applicant. M, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Howell Avenue in front of the Copper Queen Hotel for a street dance Friday, June the 17th, 2016, from 7 p.m. till midnight. N, approval of an application for extension of premise patio permit submitted by the Copper Queen Hotel for an event to be held at 11 Howell Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona, on Friday, June the 17th, 2016. Dan Fink, applicant. O, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Howell Avenue in front of the Copper Queen Hotel for a Halloween street dance Saturday, October the 22nd, 2016, from 7 p.m. till midnight. And P, approval of an application for an extension of premises patio permit submitted by the Copper Queen Hotel for an event to be held at 11 Howell Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona, on Saturday, October the 22nd, 2016. Dan Fink, applicant. Do we have a motion?
Mayor, I'd like to remove items B and C for further discussion so I can speak in their support.
Without objection from the council, we will pull items B and C for further discussion.
Mayor, I would also like to pull items G and J for further discussion.
Which numbers were them?
G and J.
D and J.
G.
G. G. G. Without objection from the council, we will also pull items G and J for further discussion. Do we have a motion?
I move approval of our consent agenda, A, D, E, F, H, I, K, L, M, N, O, P.
I think that works. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve items, the ones that Mr. Dunn mentioned. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Early?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Let me go to Councilmember Dunn.
Thank you. I just wanted the opportunity with items B and C to kind of clarify, discuss, and speak in their support. This are two appointments that are part of the action that's been taken in follow-up to the October 28th work session that we held on weeds, trash, unsightly properties, etc. In reviewing the city procedures on citing property owners for violations under the Uniform Property Maintenance Code, it was determined that we needed to have an appeals process whereby property owners who feel they have been wrongly cited can appeal their decision. And I commend the two applicants and their willingness to serve, and I want to support that. The Uniform Property Maintenance Code is a companion to the Uniform Building Code that was previously adopted, I believe, in 2006 by reference to the city code by this council. In further clarification, at an earlier meeting following our work session, a presentation was made to council clarifying who to contact if someone has a complaint or wants to raise issues regarding such things as weed control, debris pickup, garbage pickup issues, reporting of potential fire hazards, unsightly properties, health hazards, and abandoned vehicles. And that document that was presented also describes the process by which calls and complaints will be responded to. And we presented that to council, and it's currently a person can go online to access that. We are intend to have an easy point of access. What's it called? Well, let me back up and say, first of all, that as a result of that work session on the 28th in response to citizen input, we have initiated a process that before we cite a delinquent property, the building inspector will meet with the property owner occupant to describe the violation, to assess the special circumstances such as there may be such as physical disability on the part of the owner or the occupant, also financial limitations, and will also offer appropriate city assistance where there are such needs. Likewise, in response to citizen input at that October 28th work session, attempts will be made to facilitate neighborhood cooperation and assistance as we address those issues. If, on the other hand, this neighborly approach does not work, then the building inspector will legally cite the property for code violation. And certainly the provision that we have before us on BNC is establishment then of a review process which gives anyone who has cited the opportunity to contest that and have a hearing, appeal hearing, according to law. And that brings us back then to what's before us. I encourage residents to request a copy of that document. We've gotten called the Citizen Advisory City of Bisbee Commitment to Control of Weeds, Trash, Unsightly Properties, Health, and Fire Hazards, and Abandoned Vehicles. It describes how to make contact with the city if you have a complaint or if you have an issue you want to bring before us, and it also spells out in detail how staff will respond to those complaints and those issues. Also, you can go on to the city webpage, which is bisbeearizonaaz.com, and we are planning to have a tab that says report a concern, and it's not yet up and operational. But in the interim, you can go to click on how do I question mark, and then from there move to report to find this same information. Again, I wanted to use this opportunity to bring public attention to the progress that has been made by staff in responding to that work session on October 28th. And I particularly wish to commend the people who have put this together, which is Joe Ward, Andy Heratic, Chief Acheve, the city attorney, as well as our city manager, and their follow-up to that October 28th work session. I don't know, there's been a couple questions voiced to me as I arrived this evening, and so I wasn't necessarily going to bring this up for discussion. I'm ready to make a motion to approve these two items, but if there are questions, we can have them.
Any questions or comments from the council? Nope. Do we have a motion?
Okay, I move that we approve consent item, agenda item B and C.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve items B and C. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Early?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Councilmember Sullivan.
Thank you, Mayor. On items G and J, they're both, G is the approval of the park facility and right-of-way permit for the radio project to do a barbecue to celebrate the 100th birthday of the park. And it's from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. on Sunday, May 29th. I believe that's Memorial Day weekend. Sounds like a really great event. My concern is just that the neighbors in that neighborhood across from the park have been really upset in the past with these shows that go late. And my question is just on the 2 a.m. finalization time. That seems awfully late, even if it's just for cleaning up, because I know that the liquor license is over at 10, I believe, for that event, which is sounds good to me, but does it really take 4 hours to then clean up and lights and vehicles moving in and out in the middle of the night, basically, on a Sunday? It is a three-day weekend, but I just thought that that seemed a bit excessive as far as time goes. So I wanted to see what anyone else thought about that. So going off of that, I thought, well, J is also the same thing, although it says it goes till midnight here, and that's for the liquor license for the Bisbee Pride, also at City Park. So did we already approve the park and facility right-of-way use for that event? Because there isn't a park and facility right in this particular consent agenda, separate from the liquor license application that we're looking at right now.
Well, I believe that. Ms. Sutton, would you want to speak on this?
I think there was an error.
Well, my response, anyway, is we're planning on the show being over at 11, but it is a live show. And when there's a live show, you never know for sure 10 or 20 minutes either way. And we want an hour to clean up, and because you don't know 10 or 20 minutes either way, I just made the liquor license until midnight. But we're going to be tearing down probably starting at 10:30, you know, during the show. And one of the things we do when we do the show there is we give all of the neighbors surrounding the park free passes to the show. And we put little notes in their doors like 2 weeks in advance and say, this is what we're doing. We're going to be done at this time. And I think the only time we've ever even had the police show up was 3 years ago when the show ran extra late. So we've got it under control, and I don't think it'll be an issue.
Well, it's good to hear that you're planning on being all broke down by midnight, but we still don't have the park facility application here in front of us.
So what do we do? I need permission now. I can't wait 2 more weeks.
Can we approve the liquor license without the facility, and then they can turn
it in? The thing is, I need these permits for sponsors because I have to give them my city permit to be able to apply for sponsorships. And I turned everything in, so I don't know what happened. I mean, it rarely gets through Public Works. Okay.
Item K, 2K.
Yeah, there's a typo. It says Grassy Park, but it's City Park. That's what I thought at first.
It is on the original
application. That's item L, right?
I'm sorry?
Is that item L?
Item 2K, okay. The application itself does refer to City Park for the main event.
Okay. I think so, we're covered.
So So we can just amend item K to include City Park.
Okay.
Well, we already passed it, but.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I don't want to make this too difficult because I think everybody understands it was a typo and all that, but on the other hand, it is a matter of record what you approve. So I think, given the extraordinary circumstance, Mr. Mayor may want to withdraw approval of item K and then in consideration and put it onto the action agenda with the amendment.
Okay, without objection from the council, we will withdraw item K as it was previously written. So that being the case, one other quick thing on item G, does KBRP Radio want to have any comments on a particular item?
Sure.
Sure. I guess the concern was early in the morning till late at night, or early next morning, actually.
That's simply for the use of the cleanup. The event will be over at 10 p.m.
Thank you. I'm satisfied with that. Councilmember Sullivan, does that satisfy you?
I still think that 2 a.m. is excessively late to be cleaning up, but.
Well, I think he said they're going to be. Do you think it'll be done at 10 or midnight? Or what do you think
of
time?
I've done this a couple of times now, and to clean up City Park, it takes multiple hours. And so the purpose of that is to make sure that we can actually clean up City Park and not leave it for Public Works to do.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments from the council? Councilmember Klein.
Just a question. So then should it be amended to say when the event ends? Rather than the 2 o'clock, because I agree with Serena on this. 2 a.m. is kind of late for a Monday. It is a long weekend, but not everybody gets that weekend off.
It's actually a Sunday night, A. And B, I believe that there, if unfortunately Chief Achave is not with us tonight, but there's a noise ordinance for 10 p.m., and that's what we abide by for the Blues Festival. So this is no different. We would be abiding by a 10 p.m. Noise ordinance for City Park in the same fashion. I mean, I'm fine with whatever. I'm just telling you that it is going to take us multiple hours to clean that up. Whether we do that on Sunday night or we do that on Monday morning or 3 weeks from later, it's still going to take us a number of hours to clean that.
Well, my guess is it wouldn't be incredibly noisy sweeping, would it?
I mean, we can make it quiet.
Okay.
No singing.
There is going to be music, but that music will be over promptly at 10 p.m.
Okay.
KBRP does not run anything past the noise ordinance because when the police get called for that noise ordinance, we also have a problem, so
yeah.
We don't like to come in conflict with that.
Okay. I personally don't have a problem with it. You're just talking about some quiet cleanup, maybe a little after 10 p.m.,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments from the council? Do we have a motion? I'll make a motion that we approve items G, J, and K of the consent agenda.
Well, we need to be.
The K needs to be amended.
Right. To include City Park.
The City Park.
Okay, right. I'll read that other motion down on item K. Approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of City Park, Gore Park, and various parking areas for the Bisbee Pride Vendor Fair on Saturday, June the 18th, 2016, from 6 a.m. till midnight. Do we have a motion?
Second. Well, you made a motion?
I did, yeah.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. For items G, J, and K, Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Connors? Or, I'm sorry, Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Eartley?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Bruce. Item number three. Discussion and possible approval of changing Lower Galena Park's name to Laverne Williams Desert.
Mayor, we didn't do G and J.
We passed all three of those. I believe we passed all three of those. Is that correct, Ms. Coronado? We passed a G, J, and K. Yes. Okay. Item number three, once again, discussion of possible approval of changing Lower Galena Park's name to Laverne Williams Desert Arboretum. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Andy Heratic, Interim Public Works Director.
Mayor and Council and Council members, the Mayor and I have talked about this. I'm going to drag him up in the middle of this. But one of the things that I've been talking about with the Mayor is recognizing some of our older citizens and all the work they have done while they're still here to recognize them. And so I've been through the Parks Committee. We talked about this at several meetings. This is a park that is in Laverne Williams' neighborhood. She isn't physically able to necessarily walk this park the way she used to. She did tell me a story today that the last time she walked it, it took her almost an hour because she had to wait for the Javelina families to move by her. She didn't want to come with them. Anyway, this is an attempt by city staff to honor one of our outstanding citizens, and this is in her neighborhood. This is this park is a linchpin park for us for a trail system that hopefully in the future will be very expansive. But this park also, I like to talk about this park. Cato Daly and I, we think this is, I like Grassy Park, I landscaped it, I love the Muheim House, we've got to landscape that. This park is particularly special and beautiful to Bisbee. It represents the greatest variety of plant and animal life in our city. We're lucky to have an inner city corridor that we can actually go here to see over 180 varieties of plant life in our city in one place. This park was a gift to us. The land was a gift to us from Freeport. It has never really had a name assigned to it. So in recognition of one of our, one of our older citizens, but really one of our most volunteering citizens that I've ever met in town, that's what this is about. So I'd ask for your approval on this agenda.
Thank you. We have one person signed up, former council member Benny Scott.
Benny Scott from Ward 3. I think this is a great idea. I think this lady deserves this for the simple reason. She is one of the founders of the charter that you people, as well as the rest of the city, has to abide by. And she deserves every bit of it, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Benny Scott. I think this is extremely worthwhile for a rather incredible citizen that served as mayor for three terms and also involved in very many other public service types of organizations. It is a real pleasure that Laverne has been part of our community for some time. So do we have a motion?
I move that we change the Lower Galena Park's name to Laverne Williams Desert Arboretum.
Second.
We have a motion. Did you have a comment?
No.
Okay. Second. We have a motion to second to approve the changing of Lower Galena's park name to Laverne Williams Desert Arboretum. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Congratulations, Laverne. Item number four, discussion of possible approval to purchase and install a well from Tanner Well Services, LLC, for the wastewater treatment plant for a total of $23,310.31. Once again, Mr. Andy Heratic, Interim Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. Almost 2 months ago, the well at the wastewater treatment plant, it has a freshwater well. We use that well for our bathrooms and our laboratories. We do not drink the water, however. The pump fell into the well, and we had two companies come and try and fish it out, and we're not able to pull it out. So this is really an emergency repair. We need to get fresh water at that site. I did include two prices for you on this well. One was from Blackjack, and one was from was from Tanner Services, and the prices were hugely different. With the best price being Tanner Well Service. This is on here. This will be paid for out of the wastewater treatment plant's own money, and I believe on your CAF we give you a balance. In the fund for that as well. So this really is an emergency repair to restore fresh water to the wastewater plant.
Just one quick question. This is the repair of the well that we have right now, or a new well?
We couldn't repair the well because we couldn't get the old pump out of it or the cables or anything else, so we have to actually drill a brand new well.
Okay. And how far does that go down?
Just about 1,200 feet.
Oh, that's deep. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments from the council? Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve to purchase and install a well from Tanner Well Service, LLC, with a wastewater treatment plant for a total of $23,310.31.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number five. Discussion of possible approval for the acquisition of various road repair construction equipment from Eagle Asphalt. Once again, Mr. Andy Heratic, Interim Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Some of you may be aware of this. You are aware of it, but let me kind of make it a little clear for us all. We are turning our street crew and with the use of our street crew and several other members of Public Works, we are turning our streets division into a pavement laying company, if we like it or not. We are laying asphalt at breakneck speed. And what we have found in the process is that, yes, we purchased the laydown machine and a roller, and we purchased some basic equipment. The more streets we lay and the faster we get, we're realizing that there is probably some additional equipment that we can use to make a better road surface. The Streets and Infrastructure Committee, we've been working really closely on this, on the compaction of the streets and the equipment we need to maintain all that compaction. Now, what I really want to tell you about this equipment is that our plan is moving ahead much quicker than we thought. And we were at 25% of the plan in the first 6 months. I hope to be at 75% of the 7-year plan by the end of this summer. This equipment helps me get there quicker, and it gives us a better road surface. The equipment that we're looking at is a Gannon, which we will drag behind a backhoe. That gives us a level grade. The 9-wheel roller is a finish roller. After you have taken your steel roller drums and you have rolled your street, then you roll your 9-wheel roller on it. When the 9-wheel roller leaves the street, it's ready to drive on. So we can open our streets much quicker with the 9-wheel roller. I'm asking also for a second steel drum roller, because we are worried, the Streets and Infrastructure Committee especially, more worried than me, about the compaction of this asphalt. So our plan is to be able to, when we compact our asphalt, we've got one roller heading north and one heading south. And then those rollers back each other up so we get as compact as we can without buying a roller that is so heavy that it pushes the asphalt off the street. So this has been our debate in Streets and Infrastructure, is how heavy does the equipment need to be. We're not agreeing on the committee, but what we did agree to is changing our technique for rolling it. So that's what this equipment purchase is asking for, and it supports your streets division and the fact that they are becoming an asphalt paving company.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the council? We have one person signed up for this particular agenda item, Mr. Jason Dunn. Are you here? Well, I guess he's not here. Do we have a motion? Mr. Heratic, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve city staff to move forward with the acquisition of needed asphalt paving equipment as part of the voter-approved sales tax increase dedicated to streets and infrastructure repair.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other thoughts, comments? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we are going to move to the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Very quickly, I just want to let you know, as Andy had expressed, the street crews started paving today, and so they were able to knock out Manzanita, Ocotillo, Yucca, in Barnett, in Barnett Road on Thursday. The plan was to square away Hereford Road down to the city limit, but there's work happening on Hereford Road, so we need to delay it into next week. So we should have that road knocked out and squared away. A couple of weeks ago, I'd mentioned the retaining wall along Review Alley was being repaired, so we're just about wrapping up that repair. Had to sit for a couple of weeks, and so that should be done and complete. And both Andy and Joe Ward, our building inspector, they have really been assessing and trying to gauge the condition of a couple of retaining walls that are probably higher priority items. So once we get to the point of addressing those particular walls from a maintenance standpoint, I'll bring those back to you for discussion and update. We've been having some issues with the Bisbee bus. Specifically, we think it's some sort of technical issue. Sean Trackman, our IT consultant, has been working very, very diligently trying to address the issue from a technological standpoint. But what's happening, something's draining the battery. We don't have the battery alternator, so various pieces of equipment have been replaced. But we're still having some issues. So there's speculation that it's possible that the Garmin GPS system and DVR system may be draining the battery. So Creative Bus Sales is trying to work to coordinate having the bus picked up so that they can actually take it either to Sierra Vista or Phoenix to have it repaired and addressed so that we can go ahead and get the bus back on the road. They've been working really, really hard trying to address the issue, but we're having to disconnect the GPS system. We paid for it, so we might as well use it. Is it a high priority item? Not necessarily, because it's a pretty clean route, so to speak, so it's not really a huge priority, but I just want to let you know that that new bus will probably be off the road for at least a couple of weeks. We're moving forward with our police recruitment process, so we tested, we're about to testing and selection process, and so we're in the background check phase, and as you know, that can wash out some candidates, so we're moving forward with that. Sharon, she's back in town on Thursday, and going into next week, we'll start really hitting hard and heavy with our budget process, meeting with our department heads and their decision packets on next week so we can have something for you, something to report out in the next couple of weeks. And lastly, your monthly financials should be prepared and ready at our next council meeting.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Next, we will go to council comments. Council Member Hansen.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the commissions, boards, and committees that are associated with the city. I didn't realize we had as many as we did. We have 22 different boards, commissions, and so on. The good news is that 12 of them are full. There are no vacancies. The bad news is we have 10 of them that have vacancies. And the procedure has always been, well, if somebody wants to volunteer, they can go to the website, look it up, and so on. And, well, I understand that reasoning. I think that we really need to do more to advertise these vacancies and to get people interested in coming in. We keep getting the same people applying, which I have no problem with, but it would be nice to see some of the newer people or some of the people that haven't been involved with the city get involved with the city. So the other thing that is kind of disturbing is we have three committees that can't even meet. Even if they did meet, they didn't have a quorum, and they don't have a quorum. Now, some of these are to meet as needed, but haven't met in like 3 or 4 years. So those don't concern me as much, but we do have one that is supposed to meet every month, and they don't have a quorum. So I would like to propose, well, what I'm going to do is at the meetings, I'm going to take one of these commissions or boards and talk about them and explain exactly what they do, because I did notice we don't have any information on what does this specific committee do. And if we can get that information out and maybe have the liaisons for these committees take a look at if you have any vacancies on them and see if we can get some movement on getting people on these boards.
Thank you. Councilmember Sullivan.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to comment real quickly about the bus system here in Bisbee. We recently went to a new management with contracting with the City of Douglas, and originally I was opposed to hiring City of Douglas to manage our bus. But I'm happy to report that talking to a lot of the bus riders, they say that the bus is running on time and that the drivers are very courteous, and they're actually really happy with the current bus system. So I wanted to congratulate Mr. Johnson for finding that opportunity, and also for the council making that good decision. And I want to say thank you to the City of Douglas for running a good service for us.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.